I'm Dr. Linda Austin. I'm talking today with Dr. Mark Berry, who is a dentist and associate dean for clinical affairs in the MUSC College of Dental Medicine. Dr. Berry, here's a really basic question. A crown. What is a dental crown?
A crown is a structure that completely covers the tooth. When we say full coverage in dentistry, what a crown does, it can be either made out of gold, it can be made out of porcelain, it can be made out of porcelain with a base metal, it can be made out of glass. The materials in dentistry have just come so far in technology, and there's so many options in crowns, but essentially what a crown does is it covers the tooth, and that's why the traditional word cap has been used in dentistry, because it covers the entire tooth.
So everything that you can see then of the tooth to the gum line, is that right?
That is correct.
Now, why would a dentist want to apply a crown? What are the situations that require that?
Well, there are many reasons for crowning a tooth. The main reason, though, is to restore the tooth with an excellent predictability and prognosis so it can be used functionally and also would be aesthetic. The reasons that teeth are crowned can run the gamut from very, very large restoration or a filling that you may have had as a teenager that has started to break down, or maybe the tooth structure around that filling has broken down, or maybe you have a cavity underneath that filling. For those reasons, then a crown would be utilized to cover the tooth, to basically strengthen the tooth and give you the ability to have that tooth in your mouth for the rest of your life.
So typical situations then would be cavities. What other sorts of situations might require a crown?
Oftentimes patients will come in, especially the baby boomer generation, who came up in the 60s and the 70s with lots of fillings in their teeth, and they're now into their 40s and 50s and 60s, and a lot of these teeth are breaking down. And so, for instance, one example would be you have a large filling in a tooth, and you're out at dinner somewhere in a nice restaurant, and you break off what we call a cusp, and now you have that filling with a broken part of the tooth. And in order to restore that to the best ability and preservation of the tooth and keeping that tooth for a lifetime, a crown would be the most appropriate filling or restoration to place in there.
You mentioned that there are a number of different materials that dentists use. How do you know which is the best filling for a given patient?
The answer is that it depends on the patient. It really does. As dentists, we can do so many things, but primarily when we're restoring teeth, the first thing we want to look at is function. And so we look at the patient's what we call occlusion, and that is how the teeth come together, the habits that the patient may have. The patient may be a grinder or a clencher, and that has an influence on what type of material you use. The aesthetic materials we have, the porcelains, the all ceramics, the glasses, make the teeth look wonderful. And it really makes us as dentists look like wizards, that we really do a great job of making teeth look good. So it depends on function. And it depends on aesthetics, and it depends on preservation of the tooth, the longest lasting material that you feel is appropriate for that particular patient.
How long do crowns last?
One of those questions, again, that it depends. If a crown is done right and the patient takes care of it, a crown could potentially last a lifetime.
I recall hearing a friend of mine who's a dentist saying that when a dentist does his work, it's like looking at his professional signature, that another dentist can look at that work and know the quality of it. So there must be a number of different approaches to these questions.
You're exactly right, because another dentist can look at a dentist's work and be critical of it or look at it and say, that's very good work. And so there's somewhat of a built-in peer review system out there amongst dentists, because if I, as a patient, come to one dentist and I get something done and then I go to another dentist, I know that dentist is going to look at the other dentist's work. And dentists know what is good dentistry and maybe what isn't so good. Great dentistry.
Am I right in thinking that there's almost a bit of artistry to it then?
Dentistry is very much an art and a science. The scientific training obviously goes without saying, but there's a great bit of artistry that goes into smile design and being able to prep teeth that right down to the millimeter and having perfect margins. So there is definitely an artistry part of dentistry.
Smile design. There's a topic for another podcast, I think.
It sure is.
Dr. Mark Berry, thank you so much for talking today.
If you have any questions about the services or programs offered at the Medical University of South Carolina, or if you'd like to schedule an appointment with one of our physicians, please call MUSC Health Connection at 1-843-792-1414. That's 1-843-792-1414.